Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Isyana Sarasvati. Isyana Sarasvati, born in Bandung, West Java, May 2, 1993, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. Isyana released her latest work entitled Aku Rindu or I Miss You on June 28, 2024. For Isyana, 2023 was quite a long year with many surprises and lessons for her. Therefore, she poured out many stories from her life in this song, especially about feelings of letting go and loss. Aku Rindu comes with soft piano chimes and a majestic string section, inviting listeners to feel the depth of the emotion. This song is the opening of a series of singles from Isyana, which will be released throughout 2024. Well, listener, here is Isyana Sarasvati with the song Aku Rindu. You just enjoyed today's music corner with Isyana Sarasvati, one of brightest talents that Indonesia has, and the song is called Aku Rindu, or I Miss. And if you miss something wonderful in your life, you could enjoy, you could visit Indonesia and see for yourself how wonderful, how amazing Indonesia is. Because we have lots of things to offer, the view, the food, the tradition, the custom, and so on. Just like here, we have information from an event that is just held recently. We have information about the first Minang, or Native West Sumatra Culture Festival, recently held in the Netherlands. For the first time ever, the Minang Culture Festival themed Jawa di Mato Dake di Hati was held at the Indonesia House Amsterdam, Netherlands, from February 21st to the 22nd. And Indonesia House Amsterdam itself is the cultural center that serves as a bridge between Indonesia and the Netherlands, as well as a center for promoting Indonesia's cultural economy in the Netherlands and the Europe. Deputy head of the Indonesian Embassy in The Hague, Mariska Denuterto, said that this festival is part of the ongoing program of the Indonesian Embassy in The Hague. Apart from introducing and promoting the richness of Indonesian art and culture, this program also provides a platform for empowering the enormous potential of the Indonesian diaspora in the Netherlands. FYI, more than 4,000 visitors crowded the five-story building. 400 visitors crowded the building in the city of Amsterdam, and most of the visitors were Indonesian diaspora who have been living in the Netherlands for quite some time. There were also many local foreign residents, including those from Germany and Belgium. The festival highlighted the authenticity of Minang arts and traditions with performances of traditional dances and music, a culinary bazaar, and songket, or traditional hand-woven textile exhibition, as well as a display of traditional Minang goods. There were also performances of Minang or West Sumatra pop songs. So maybe one day there will be Indonesian culture festival in your country. We'll keep you updated. So stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia. We'll be right back. By Warna. Sekarang atau 50 tahun lagi, or now, or 50 more years, I hope your love for Voice of Indonesia remains the same, or even so much more love for Voice of Indonesia. You can show your love not only by keep tuning into our program, but also keep sending us feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com. Or you can mention us, send a direct message to Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at voi_official. Or reach us faster on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. Listener, now we have information from Indonesia, which is targeting 5 Middle Eastern countries, namely Iran, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Egypt, as potential export destination for Muslim fashion products. According to Director General of Small, Medium, and Miscellaneous Industries at the Ministry of Industry, Reni Yanita, with the current market opportunities and developments in the Muslim fashion industry, Indonesia must be optimistic about maximizing domestic market share and increasing competitiveness in the global market. Opportunities for the development of the Muslim fashion industry are expected to grow rapidly in the next few years. This is in line with the development of the Islamic economic market globally. The State of Global Islamic Economy 2023-2024 report released by the Dinar Standard Institute states that Muslim consumer spending on 6 commodity sectors could reach $3.1 trillion by 2027. And the 6 commodities in the Islamic economic sector that are expected to grow rapidly are food, fashion, media and recreation, travel, pharmaceuticals, and cosmetics. So Indonesia certainly has to seize this potential to boost Muslim fashion products. There is a lot more when we come back, so stay tuned on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
RRI Digital with new looks. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hero born in Limapulu Kota, West Sumatra. He is a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but cares for the suffering of the laborers. Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures.
Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people have a way to find out. There is a Pahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall.
Voice of Indonesia.
Many people may know Ende for Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampung. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampung, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo Village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Bu'uria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house. They are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhibited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, It takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies, which need high cost at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Day, although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farms. They are willing to pay big amount of fund for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sao Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lulu. Then people break down the house and held a traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give a ring to the ruler of the forest before cutting the woods. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured Tanda and Gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan leke pera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Nio, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedakanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedakanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedakanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para musalaki.
Kedakanga is a place where musalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by musalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua Islio language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and musalaki do tandak and gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village, a traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Thank you. Yes, indeed, we haven't come to an end because we still have more things to present, including Newsline later in about 3 minutes from now. But now I have information about free nutritious meals program that is recently launched by the Indonesian government. The program has a vital impact for the growth of Indonesian children, and it also develops the economy of rural areas. The program is also supported by the House of Representatives. And to know more about it, here is the response of Member of Commission 9 of the House, Kurniasih Mufidayati, on the Free Nutritious Meals Program.
The Free Nutrition Meal Program has been running since January 2025. Yeah, It is a new program in this period. This is the priority program from Mr. Prabowo Subianto, our president, of course. And this is very, very important to our students in Indonesia, because our president want to improve the quality of our students and our nutrition for all students in Indonesia. This is also to decrease the stunting numbers in Indonesia. I think it's very, very good program and very, very appreciate for President Prabowo. And this program has multi-layered effects, not only in terms of good nutrition, but also the growth of economy in grassroots. Local resources such as agriculture and livestock products local will be used in this program. This program also hopefully will encourage economic revival rural, because we have so many products, local products from many rurals in our country.
First, the headline. Indonesian government seeking to promote carbon market through mutual recognition agreements. Minister Mutia Hafid asks regional heads of Indonesia to spearhead digital transformation. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Environment is promoting Indonesia's carbon trading market through mutual recognition agreements with other countries, according to the Ministry's Deputy for Climate Change Control, Ari Sudianto. The effort is being made because the carbon market in Indonesia is still not as popular as overseas carbon markets. The government is offering a choice of carbon trading schemes to developers through the carbon market in Indonesia. Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Mutia Hafid, who has asked regional heads to not just follow trends, but pioneer digital transformation within their regions. According to the minister, during the regional head retreat at a military academy in Magelang, Central Java on Tuesday, digital transformation is not about choice, but a requirement. President Prabowo Subianto has emphasized the importance of electronic-based public services. This means regional leaders need to lead change rather than just waiting for instructions from the central government. She reminded that without strong coordination in the central and regional levels, digitization steps will encounter a host of challenges, especially in frontier, underdeveloped, and outermost regions. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.